What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The Justice Department has opened an investigation into former Governor Andrew Cuomo. This is over his testimony to Congress during the COVID pandemic. It comes months after the DOJ dropped the charges against Mayor Eric Adams, who is running against Cuomo in this year's mayoral election. Cuomo, in a statement, saying this is lawfare and election interference, plain and simple. As for what this could mean for the Cuomo campaign, political analyst Hank Sheinkoff tells 1010 Winds, it depends who you ask.
A lot of people say, wait a second, this is the Trump administration ganging up on Andrew Cuomo. Maybe we should make him the mayor because he'll take them on. And there are others, the professional Cuomo haters, will say, well, he deserved it anyway.
He says the feds could also be handing Cuomo a gift.
All the Cuomo campaign has to do is to mention the fact that the Trump administration is targeting him, that the Republicans in Washington are targeting him, and to make that charge very loud to try to get younger voters and more educated, more kind of the richer people in New York to pay attention to that. So let's say, wait a second, we need Andrew.
In a statement, Zohran Mamdani said, in part, while he believes New Yorkers should reject the, quote, disgraced ex-governor at the ballot box, the Trump administration's actions are dangerous. Zellner Myrie writing, we deserve better than, quote, crooked, corrupt Cuomo and cannot trade one compromised mayor for another. Well, 1010 Winds has reached out to the Justice Department and is awaiting a response. Can you believe we're already coming up on Memorial Day? Time flies and folks are going to be having a great time over the next week as Fleet Week sails into town. Our Glenn Shuck is at the Intrepid.
If you're seeing this parade for the first time, rain or shine, it's really amazing. 1,300 sailors, Marines, and Coast Guard members arriving on ships like the USS New York that was commissioned in 2009 and, of course, includes steel from the World Trade Center. Passing by here at the Intrepid, docking probably right after noon. The museum's Executive Vice President David Winter says they've got a lot going on here in the next couple of days.
Please visit our website at intrepidmuseum.org. That'll give all the information to visit the museum. We also have the whole schedule for Fleet Week, all the activities we will have on our pier, starting with the movie night with Top Gun Friday night, and through our free pier activities Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and our Memorial Day ceremony, which is Monday, of course.
That Top Gun on the flight deck Friday is going to be pretty cool. Now, today, be on the lookout for two Navy ships, two Coast Guard cutters, and five Navy Academy Yard patrol boats, probably starting in the area of the Hudson around 11, and as I said, docking probably around 12:30. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at the Intrepid.
Turns out today marks the latest deadline set by the Trump administration for New York to turn off the congestion pricing cameras or lose federal funding. Well, the MTA says that's not going to happen and that the program is working, with 12% fewer vehicles entering Manhattan south of 60th Street in the month of April. When asked about the deadline, a federal DOT spokesperson telling CBS2 that depending on the governor's response, they may implement compliance actions as soon as May 28th. Rapper Kid Cudi expected to testify this week at the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial, possibly today. Yesterday, a Homeland Security agent was on the stand talking about what they found during a raid at Diddy's Florida home.
Dismantled AR-15s with magazines loaded with 10 and 19 bullets, respectively. Baby oil, lingerie, and 7-inch high heels. These were some of the items seized in a Homeland Security raid on Diddy's mansion on Star Island in Florida. The Human Trafficking Division conducted the search in 2024, using an armored vehicle to break down the massive front gates. The agent testified that some 80 agents were used because the property was big, a large main house, a guest house, pool, and pier. No one was home at the time, the agent saying. Authorities converged on the residents when they knew that Combs and his family were going to be away. They left a receipt and a copy of the search warrant behind. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee slamming the federal charges against LaMonica McIver as evidence of the, quote, increasingly authoritarian nature of this administration and its relentless illegal attempts to suppress any dissent or oversight. Yesterday, the criminal complaint against the New Jersey congresswoman over the dust-up outside the Delaney Hall Detention Center involving Newark Mayor Ross Baraka, that was made public. Today, her lawyers head to court.
A special agent with the Newark, New Jersey Division of Homeland Security said that McIver and others attempted to block Baraka's arrest by creating a human shield, and she slammed her forearm into the body of one officer and then reached out and tried to restrain that agent from grabbing the mayor. A federal judge will hear arguments from the Department of Justice as to why they should drop the charges.
That's correspondent Jacob Rosen. The feds have dropped the trespassing charges against Baraka. The New York State Senate Code Committee has now advanced legislation that would ban the sale or manufacture of pistols in New York that can easily be converted to machine guns with the addition of a so-called Glock switch. Opponents of the measure call it a violation of the Second Amendment. But its main sponsor, State Senator Zellner Myrie, tells 1010 Winds.
I'm familiar with the Constitution. I'm familiar with what the Supreme Court has ruled on the Second Amendment. And this has nothing to do with the Constitution. This is a flat-out protection for the gun industry.
Myrie, who is running for mayor, says when gun makers know their products are vulnerable to misuse but do nothing to prevent it, the government has to act. A similar bill is also under consideration in the state assembly. We've heard about coyotes in several boroughs and even Astoria, the wild turkey who's been taking flights across the East River. But this was something else.
It's not every day you see a deer walking on the sidewalk, especially on the Upper West Side. Tracy, who works at the dry cleaner shop, says he hasn't seen anything like it.
That's a first.
But that's exactly what happened on West 73rd Street and West End Avenue. Police officers say they saw a deer with a leg injury. It's a Ruth DeAsia and her dog Charlie take often.
I think it's unfortunate for the wildlife. That's crazy. I've never seen a deer in New York before.
The deer was sedated by NYPD's emergency service unit and brought to the ACC. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
Well, unfortunately, Animal Care Centers in New York says the deer's injuries were too severe and it had to be humanely euthanized. More calls to shut down the city's carriage horse industry once and for all. That's after one of the horses took off through Central Park over the weekend without anyone at the reins.
For nearly a mile, the horse was unstoppable. You can hear just how quickly those gallops are. No driver in the carriage. Thankfully, nobody hurt after cyclists and pedicab drivers were able to slow it down.
He wants his freedom. He nearly killed people trying to get it.
Animal rights activist Adita Bernkrant is hoping this is a wake-up call to seriously think about ending horse carriages.
We shouldn't have to wait for people to die to put an end to a cruel and dangerous business that is actually so cruel, it's currently being prosecuted for criminal animal cruelty by the Manhattan DA.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins. On 92.3 FM.
Mayor Adams says his office is looking into the situation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.